As we look at the calendar, it's time for the end of the regular season, and for most of our high school seniors participating in football, their last chance to be on the gridiron. Tonight, those who will plan to graduate from Eagle Lane in 2020 want to extend their season by at least one more game in a winner-take-all district showdown with Interstate 35 in Truro. In a roundtable discussion, Eagle seniors Jace Amos, Stone Turner, and Devin Hoveman share their thoughts about the potential end of their careers and what it would mean to get to the Dome one last time.
I don't know. It's just been really fun so far. I mean, the first four games were really tough, yeah, but you got to give credit to our coaches just knowing that we needed tougher games 2 years ago when we scheduled these games, and we knew they were going to be grinding this season. We were working in the summer for them. We didn't expect all the teams to be as good as they were, obviously, but I'm happy that we started out 0-4 because going into districts, the preparation that we've had is just tremendous. And going into districts, I mean, it just gave all of our guys a purpose and we didn't get like complacent. So we've just been working this whole time and it just gives us a goal to work forward to because we know what losing feels like. And yeah. Don't want to have it again.
And now, Devin, and I'll ask this to Stone too. One of the big concerns early in the year is you had a lot of guys on the line that weren't healthy. And then you finally, it seemed like at district play, started to get healthy, get together. What has that meant to have the group back together, finally healthy, and you guys are starting to push some teams around?
It's been really awesome. Yeah, we've had a lot of injuries at the beginning. Now with everybody healthy, we have obviously done a lot better. We've been able to get some movement and we had some people that this was their first year, so now that they've had some experience, they've been able to grow a lot and become good linemen.
Similar question. I mean, defensively, obviously early on, teams like Van Meter and Regina really ran it up on you, but since then you've been keeping the games close and the offense has been able to capitalize. What's that been like continuing to grow and trying to get that defense strong to a point where you can contend with some pretty good teams?
Yeah, our defense has been pretty solid this year, but we did a few things. I started the year off at end, and now I'm at nose. And a few changes we made has really, since the first four games, has strengthened our defense. And we've just been working hard, and hopefully we can compete with them better in playoffs.
Well, and playoffs is obviously the big word and, you know, the goal of the day. You know, when you look at where this district was, and Jace, you kind of talked about it, sitting there at 0-4, a lot of teams could hang their head and say, okay, season's over, but you knew it was in front of you. You know, what was the message among the seniors, especially knowing this would be your last chance? And was there any sort of rallying point that said, hey, we've got to take care of this?
Yeah, kind of after that PCM game, I mean, Coach Kack pulled us over after the PCM game and he was like, I know it's a tough loss and stuff, but we kind of keep working. Like, if we keep going on like this and we get that losing mentality, I mean, it's not going to be good. And we all knew that. So then we as seniors and then the whole team, I mean, just Monday, the practice atmosphere after that PCM loss was just completely different. Everybody was focused. We were just, I don't know, it seemed like everybody was just completely focused and there was nothing else, just football. And especially that week, everybody was just zoned in. And since then, it's kind of loosened up a little bit, but still, you can tell that everybody's focused and we're all looking forward to the playoffs.
And Devin, what have been the big keys, you think, on offense? Because in those first four games, you didn't have a lot of big plays. I know you were playing some better competition, but what has really, especially from the offensive line's perspective, allowed the team, you think, to start to open it up, whether it's the running game and through the passing game?
Well, at the beginning, obviously our line wasn't healthy. So we had some players that maybe didn't know what they were doing or weren't as capable as the healthy ones that we have now. So we are getting better movement. And when you get better movement, the run game obviously works better. And once running works better, passing falls. I think. So then just all kind of stemmed off getting us healthy and then we could get movement.
And so I-35 is coming up. Obviously a team a year ago that you had a chance at a district championship against. They beat you, but you wound up in the Dome. So it ended up with a pretty happy ending. So you think about this week, though, you have to win to get in. You know, with this week of preparation in particular, what are you keying in on when you think about the Roadrunners? And you know, how has it been motivating to know that this could be it?
Well, I-35 has a good defense this year. And their offense isn't quite as strong as last year, losing some good players. And I think our defense will do a pretty good job of shutting them down, and we just gotta grind on offense and hopefully put up some points.
Yeah, I want to say that their defense is really strong. I want to give them credit for that. But then I also want to say that just what Coach Kack has done this year is really great. I mean, for every game, for I-35 especially, we've been changing some stuff around. We've been saying we've been dealing with injuries and stuff. And Coach Kack just knows where to put people and where to maximize their talent. And against I-35, I mean, we're just kind of ready for them because Coach Kack, we know he's got a game plan and we're trusting in that.
think they covered it all pretty much. It's going to be a similar game to last week. I think it'll be a hard fought, probably pretty low scoring, but if we grind, I think we can pull it off.
Well, and all three of you have been a part of these dome trips and you've been to Cedar Falls. You know, obviously you have to get through this week to even have a chance to be in that mix. But what would it mean now that we're looking towards this end of your careers, end of your football careers, to have that opportunity to get to Cedar Falls one last time and to be a part of the Final Four and have another special season?
Well, obviously going to the dome is the best thing you can do. It's been really fun. So having the chance to go again would be awesome. And that's obviously our goal, is to get back there and go to the dome and maybe do something more this year. Never know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just really excited. I mean, I've loved football my whole life and been looking forward to senior year. And I just can't wait for playoffs. I mean, this game, it's huge, and just ready for it.
Going to the dome last year was a great experience. It was super fun, and hopefully we can play some good football down the road and make it back this year.
Once again, those are Pella Christian seniors Jace Amel, Stone Turner, and Devin Haveman. Be sure to tune into tonight's kickoff for the district title showdown between Pella Christian and Interstate 35 on 92.1 KRLS. For football Friday nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.